Okay, so this is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 46. Start with Caesar Acceptus Literis, so Caesar, with the letters having been received. Caricatur unda quim hora die, so around the 11th hour of the day. Statumitit, immediately since. Nutium, a messenger. In Belawakos, basically to the Belawaki, to the territory of the Belawaki. Ad Marcum Crassum Quaestorum. So to Marcus Crassus the Quaestor. Cuius Hiberna, whose winter quarters or winter camp. Aberant, Abeo, were away from him. Let's see, Melia Passum Wiganti. Were away from him 25,000 of paces, so that would be around 25 miles. So it would be to Marcus Crassus the Quaestor, whose winter camp were 25 miles away from him. Ubit, medianocte legionem proficisci. So he orders a legion to set out in the middle of the night. Calera terque, venere ad se, and to come quickly to him, okay, to Caesar. Crassus, exit cum nuntio, so Crassus leaves with the messenger. So this basically means as soon as he receives the message, he's gone. So he leaves with the messenger. Alterum itit, he sends another messenger, ad Gaium Fabium legatum, to Gaius Fabius the lieutenant, ut aducit, that he, so that he should lead legionem, a legion, in fines, into the borders, or into the territory of the Atrebates. So you got your purpose clause there. He sends to this messenger to Gaius Fabius, the legate, to instruct him that he should lead a legion. Quae, where? Scebat, where he knew, or Caesar knew, sibi inter faciendum, that a journey had to be made by him. Okay, so you got your passive periphrastic there. So he knew that the journey had to be made by him. All right, so repeating those first seven lines there. Caesar, with the letters having been received around the 11th hour of the day, immediately sends a messenger to the territory of the Belawaki, to Marcus Crassus the Quaestor, whose winter camp were about 25 miles away from him. He orders a legion to set out in the middle of the night and to come to him quickly. Crassus leaves with the messenger. He sends another messenger to Gaius Fabius, the lieutenant, that he should lead a legion into the territory of the Arbitrates, where he knew that a journey had to be made by him. Let's see. So kind of here in this first part, we get Caesar's typical quality of quickness. He's very decisive and very quick. He does not just hang around and think too long. He goes very decisively. Scribit Labinio. He writes to Labinius. Si facere posset, if he was able to act, commodo rei publicae, for the good of the republic, veniat, he should come, cum legione, with a legion, ad fines Nerviorum, to the territories of the Nervii. Non putat, he does not think, or he does not consider that, reliquum partum exercitus, the remaining part of the army, quod paulo aberet, longius, which was farther away by a little, expectandum, should be waited for. Colligit, he collects. Cerciter quadrigentos equites, around 400 cavalry, ex proximis Hibernus. So he writes to Labinius that if he were able to act for the good of the republic, he should come to the territory of the Nervii with a legion. He does not consider that the remaining part of the army, which was farther away by a little, should be waited for. He collects around 400 cavalry from the nearest winter camps. All right, so some very interesting stuff here. Why does Caesar give Labinius a choice in whether he comes or whether he doesn't come to Caesar. Sometimes a good leader has to rely on the judgment of those under his command. So, you have to trust. Is trust a quality of a good leader? Why or why not? We can also kind of connect this back to the AP overall. Does Aeneas trust his men to make decisions on their own? Does he delegate authority? Is it a mark of a good leader to trust subordinates to act on their own? So we'll talk about all of that. So he is basically mobilizing all of his troops to come to him, and they're all going to head towards the Nerii. That's what's going to come up next.